Great job. Good job. I've entitled this brief message here at the end, Advent of Christ. Thank you, Mary Margaret.
Amen.
Now, what a wonderful time it's been this morning, worshiping our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is Advent Sunday. I want to share with you just briefly here. This is the Advent of Christ. And we celebrated the sanctuary in preparation for Christmas season this morning. And we have called this the Hanging of the Greens, and which is always a highlight of this time of year as we come together, which is the beginning of the Advent season. And to give us a better understanding why we do celebrate and call this Advent. Advent is a celebration of hope. And there's a series of these candles up here, hope, love, peace, joy, and the center one there, the white one is Christ. And this hope is concerning the arrival of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're celebrating Advent this morning by reviewing some of the prophecies about the Messiah. And as the choir has sung about different songs, sharing about this prophecy of the Lord, the Messiah, and by the prophecy through the symbols that were mentioned as well of the Advent, which is also the wreath and the candles. So this is not what I would call a typical sermon that I would bring on Sunday morning. It's just highlighting and summarizing what we have experienced this morning. And it will be, and I'll be sharing some scriptures here in a few minutes, scripture readings. I want to also call them meditations and reflections as we do come and worship this morning together. So I want to begin by giving the meaning of Advent. In Malachi chapter 3, which is the last book of the Old Testament, and if you want to read about the coming Messiah, Jesus Christ being prophesied through the Old Testament, you can start at Genesis all the way through all 39 books of the Old Testament to Malachi, which is the last book, and four chapters there. But Malachi chapter 3, verse 2, the first part of this verse says, "But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears?" Now, Malachi had some insight there, didn't he? He was proclaiming the Lord Jesus Christ, whom the Jews had been praying for and expecting for a long, long time. And then Malachi says this, "Who can endure the days of his coming? And who can stand when he appears?" So the word Advent, today marks the beginning of the season of the Advent of Christmas. And the word Advent means coming or arrival. And it is the countdown of anticipation in which we celebrate Christ's first coming, and in which he was born into this world as our Lord and Savior, and coming for the first time, in which he was born, and he is our Lord and Savior over 2,000 years ago. You think about that. Over 2,000 years ago. The Scriptures has made it plain. The Scriptures have been reserved. And as I read the different articles that I get monthly on all of the ones that are still finding artifacts and pieces of the scrolls and things over the years, even still finding truth about Christ being here on this earth and the creation happening exactly the way the Bible explains it. So it's interesting to read about the new findings that are still being found over the world and in the East that signifies that Christ was born exactly as the scriptures, he came, and then he'll be coming again one of these days. Now, Advent is marked by the spirit of expectation, anticipation, and longing. It is the cry of those who have experienced injustice in this world under the curse of sin. And as the choir sang, that he's talking about the light of Jesus shines, and it will always shine to get rid of the darkness of sin in this world. And yet it has hope of deliverance by God who has heard the cries of the oppressed in this world. Jesus said, I came to the lowly, to the oppressed, to the blind, to the lonely. Not those who are expecting anything different, as the gospel explains. And he heard the cry of the oppressed and has brought about deliverance. It is a hope which brings the world into anticipation of a king who will rule in truth and justice and in righteousness. That's who Christ is, over his people and even over his creation. So it is the hope that anticipates the reign of the Anointed One, Christ Jesus, the Anointed One, the Messiah, who will bring peace, justice, and righteousness to all in the world. Now in Malachi, the chapter 3, verse 1, I skipped the first verse, I'm going to read it now. And I read the second verse first, but in the first verse of Malachi chapter 3 says, Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord Jesus. It's almost like a reading out of Revelation, doesn't it? But Malachi prophesying about the coming Messiah in the last book of the Old Testament, of the 39 books, here Malachi kind of summarizes what all the other prophets have been prophesying from the very beginning, starting in Revelation chapter 3, verse 15 of Genesis, and all the way through Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Job, all of those prophesying about Jesus Christ. And Malachi says this. And then Malachi said in verse 2, Who can endure those days? And who can stand when he appears? I'd like to read also from Jeremiah. Beginning of verse 1. No, 14 and 15, I'm sorry. Which says, Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah, the north and south. In those days, and at that time, I will cause to grow up to David a branch of righteousness. What we're talking about here that Jesus brings. He shall execute just judgment and righteousness in all the earth. And then I don't want to leave out Isaiah. I love the book of Isaiah chapter 11, 1 verses through 4. These shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rise upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by hearing of his ears. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide the iniquity for the weak, meek of the earth. So, there you have it. These scriptures, just a few scriptures, prophesying exactly what we've experienced and witnessed this morning through singing and sharing the scriptures. And as one of the greatest gospel songs proclaims, the King is coming. He is coming, isn't he? He is coming. And not only is he coming, he came the first time, but the King will come again. You know, he came on a donkey into Jerusalem, showing humility. One of these days, he'll be coming on the white horse, showing authority and power to all generations. And that's why we celebrate his coming this Advent in Christmas season. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this celebration. We thank you for the song and the scriptures and the words that have been shared this morning to celebrate this first Advent Sunday. And Lord, we'll be celebrating the birth of Christ all this month. And Lord, we won't stop there on December the 31st. We'll continue on into January of 2024 and on and on and on, as long as we have breath. And until you come again. Thank you, Lord, for everyone who participated this morning. And thank you for everyone that is here and witness and share in this special service. Lord, we praise you and we thank you in that precious name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to stand. We're going to close with our hymn, Silent Night. We're going to be singing verses 1 through 3. And so we'll just stand at this time and we'll sing Silent Night, Holy Night.